Last December, the General Assembly, in its regular resolution calling for a moratorium of executions, added a new element, which was to try to resolve this issue of transparency. There is far too much secrecy, and it's quite indicative. The fact that although many countries are giving up the practice, those that retain it nevertheless feel they have something to hide. I can actually understand why they do, but some of them treat any information about the death penalty and executions as a state secret. In some countries, Belarus and Vietnam, it's actually a treasonable offence to discuss who is on death row and who isn't. So this is a problem. And in other countries, there are some really cruel, unnecessarily cruel practices, such as, for example, refusing to tell the families where the bodies of people who have been executed are buried. I heard some terrible case of a family that heard on the radio that their son had been executed, and even though just the previous week the mother had been to the prison to ask for news, they refused to give it to her. So some of this seems to be unnecessarily cruel additional punishment on the families. And elsewhere, there's a real need for countries to be a little bit more open about the number of the people on death row.
Are there any standards that should be followed by states in terms of notifying the family or any other issues?
The standard that I would advocate is just common decency. You may believe that somebody deserved to be executed or you may not, but even if you do, surely there's no need to punish the family by keeping them in doubt, not telling them where they're buried, not telling them exactly what happened. I think it's just a standard of common decency to tell the families of people who have been executed what has happened to their family members.
So let's talk about the Global Alliance.
Yes, one interesting initiative that was launched in September at the General Assembly was the Global Alliance, and it's co-organized by the European Union, Argentina, and Mongolia. This is a global alliance against trade in torture tools and implements used for death penalties, including lethal drugs. Now, this is a really worthwhile initiative. There's something truly grotesque about sort of medieval forms of torture, in a way, being advertised in mail order catalogues and using sort of jargon of commercialization. So I think it would be really, it's a step forward in civilization to block this trade. And luckily, there are some major drug companies are refusing to allow their drugs to be used in instances of execution. And that's happening in the United States as well, where just earlier this year, one state in the South actually brought forward a number of executions on the terrible grounds, in my view, that simply that the drugs to be used in the execution had reached their sell-by date. Now, the reason why they did that was because the drug companies were refusing to give them more drugs to be used because they understand what desperate cruelty is involved in executing by those lethal injections. Nevertheless, this state in question decided to go ahead, it was Arkansas, decided to go ahead and bring forward executions because it's sell-by date was being reached. Now, it seems to me that I've heard various arguments, the absurd arguments for executing, and some rather obscene arguments for executing, but I don't really think I've heard many more obscene ones or absurd ones than the fact that the drugs for executing had reached their sell-by date.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
The Secretary General pointed out that executions don't serve the victims of the original crime, and nor do they deter future crimes. And there's been a lot of research done in this regard. Plus, there is always the strong possibility of a miscarriage of justice. Just to take the statistic, since 1976, 189 people on death row in the United States have been released because subsequently their convictions were overturned and it was proven that they were innocent, even though in some cases they had pleaded guilty, which raises other issues. But nevertheless, 189 people were fortunately released on death row before the execution took place. That just shows how possible it is that the wrong person can get executed. So it seems to be yet another very strong reason to abolish this practice.